Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker. Sponsored by
Michael's Flooring, the flooring experts. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com.
On the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
Wow. Doug and Donna perform that. Is that going to be the last time it's played at night too? No, so many things will be going away before you know it, myself included. Last couple of hours of Overnight America here. And the reason we play that tonight at that time is because you know what happens at 11 o'clock. Will it be the last time Rebecca Black is played on this radio station? I don't know. I know that Brad Young mentioned he's going to put it up to a vote next week if you guys still want to hear Rebecca Black. So that's going to be an important one next Thursday. But with all the Cardinals late night games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it means that the next live show at night won't be until Thursday of next week. It's not going to be every night after the Cardinals games like I would normally go on. And same thing with Sundays. I don't think that they're going to have a live show on Sundays anymore. I think Sterling on Sunday is going to go for 3 hours, and then there'll be a replay of one of the shows over the weekend after that. I'm really going to miss you guys. I really will. And I am a fan of Kevin Colleen. You know that I play his Whole Nother Stories during the night time hours, and I'm so glad that we get a chance to do that. There was one that he did recently, and it's going to be the last time I think we get to play it here at night, at least for my show, while I'm the host of it. And Kevin Colleen did a Whole Nother Story on hernia surgery that only Kevin could do. I guess we'll have to put it that way. Let's take a listen.
Before the surgery, I had to pass this echogram for my heart, and this is what it sounded like. It was just like our faulty washing machine in the basement. Kind of swishy and clunky, and the technician wouldn't tell me anything about whether it was good or bad. So for a few hours, I had a sinking feeling that the hernia was nothing. The real problem was going to be my heart. But later that afternoon, they called and they said, "You're okay for surgery." And now it was time to go home and have my last meal. My wife, Nancy, made me a real Potosi death row farewell. A hamburger with onion rings, fresh sliced tomatoes, baked beans, and a gooey butter cake homemade for dessert. I was kind of excited, actually, having the day off work for surgery, and that shows that there's something lacking in your life when you're all excited to go to the hospital. In the hospital, the anesthesiologist came in. He whooshed in a green gown with a shower cap on, and he told me that you will have the best medicine to put you to sleep. Same thing they gave to Michael Jackson. And we talked about the mystery of general anesthesia. Think about it. There is a gap of time. It's snipped from your awareness. You fall asleep, and then you wake up as if only a breath has passed. And you open your eyes and you say, "Hey, I made it." You're lying there in the recovery room, and the nurse gives you a plastic spoonful of chipped ice. It's the most exotic dessert you've ever had. Your mouth is so dry. And then on top of that, if you're good, a sip of water. And they wheel you down the hallway back to your room. The family's waiting. They sent me home in just about an hour. As soon as you can pee, you can leave, they said. And I had on one of those paper gowns, the kind with no back, and I kept trying to gather it up behind me so I'd have some dignity as I walked down the hall to the bathroom. But losing your dignity is all part of it. It's a good thing. An operation humbles the body. It makes you thankful that you can just wobble into your clothes and hobble out the door, knowing that so many others have health problems that keep them back there in the building behind you. Well, I'm back at work now, taking Tylenol and not lifting anything heavier than a gallon of milk. A hernia surgery is a good vacation, but it's good to get back to the old routine. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
What a great whole nother story. Only Kevin can do a whole nother story and make hernia surgery entertaining. Really, honestly. But he did do one thing in here, and I was listening to the whole nother story, and there's one thing he mentioned in there. He was talking about going under, and it's the same stuff they gave to Michael Jackson. And it made me think, okay, at the very start of that story, he played a audio part, a portion of his heartbeat, and here it was. Okay, so that is a recording. They put a microphone or some sensors onto your chest. They record the heartbeat. And I thought, that sounds very rhythmic. It sounds like a song. And since he mentioned Michael Jackson, I thought, it kind of sounds like Beat It in a way. This might be a stretch.
Before the surgery, I had to pass this echogram for my heart, and this is what it sounded like.
Now, again, bear with me. It's my last night, so. It almost went just with the song, didn't it? His heartbeat. So listen to that heartbeat. Boom, boom. And then it was like, Beat It. And here it goes. Boom, cha, boom, cha. Boom, cha, boom, cha. Maybe Michael Jackson got his song by listening to heartbeats. Could that be possible? Or maybe it's Kevin Killeen is somehow, some way responsible for Michael Jackson's biggest song. One of them. I don't know. 314-436-7900. That was so stupid. I can't believe I did that tonight on my last show. I cannot believe I just did that on my last show. You would think I would have learned a lesson from the past 4 years and cut out all the dumb stuff. But here we are. I got a couple of other things I want to get to tonight. And if you want to call in on my last night hosting Overnight America, you can. I'd love to hear from you. We could take some more of your text messages, too. I see a few of those coming in. So. One person, okay, Mary Lynn, it's not that bad. She said, this is such a punch to the gut. I am going to miss the show so much. Aww, that is so nice of you to say that, honestly. I know. I'm going to miss you guys, too. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Earning St. Louis's trust for 96 years. This is KMOX.
Wow. I'm getting all kinds of messages online too. Someone messaged me and said, I remember when you told everyone to call in to producer Mike and just do the Tim the Toolman Taylor grunt. And he said, as soon as Mike answered the phone, hi, what's your name? What are you calling in about? It was him and his kids doing the Tim the Toolman Taylor grunt excessively. I forgot about that. Oh, wow. All kinds of great messages. Getting some emails, too, and some text messages. Says, what will I do on those sleepless nights? You will be missed, from Viv. Thank you very much for that. 314-436-7900. Milking cucumbers. I've already forgot about that bit. I don't even remember why we were talking about milking cucumbers. Dogs barking Christmas carols. McRib season. Loop trolley love, or lack thereof. Aw, let's take a couple more calls. This will be good. Let's go to John. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Good.
So It's your friend from Grand Rapids.
Oh, John, I hear it now. Calling in on my last show. How about that?
Yeah.
You must have seen online on social media hosting the last show tonight. Oh, that is so cool of you to do that. You sat in during one of our shows. I can't remember. Was it 2019 you were in St. Louis?
Yeah,
you came to visit?
Yeah, it was six or a few months before everything shut down last year.
Wow, I know. It was so you came in. We did a lot. You actually were in during that short window of time when the Loop Trolley was actually running. And it was a good experience. Hard to believe that, too. Wow, all the way from Grand Rapids. Did you? Were you listening tonight, or are you just calling in on a whim?
Oh, I was trying to listen. It's a thing that wasn't going too well tonight due to the clouds or something, but working late, Griffins hockey and Tigers baseball. So
yeah, Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is a pretty far distance from St. Louis, Missouri, but still you can catch KMOX on the good nights up there. And John is a, I would say, a radio nerd. I think he knows about as much about radio than an expert, any other expert in the field. He just, you know, a lot of stuff about it. You're a big fan of the industry and a cheerleader of the industry and a friend of mine I've known for a long time.
Yep. And I
trained you. I actually trained you when you first got into radio in Grand Rapids.
And I continue to use your training method to this day.
Yeah. So tell people my training method when training new board ops in radio.
It's the Ryan Recker throw your ass on the board method.
Well, I wouldn't say it that way, but so what you do is you throw them into the fire and let them make as many mistakes as possible. Because I'll tell you one thing about training in radio that I've learned. If everything goes good, when something bad happens, you have a meltdown and you just don't know what to do and things get worse. But if it's your very first time on and something goes bad and then you learn how to fix what goes bad, you'll be 10 times better in the future because you've at least experienced it once. So that was my method for anyone new that would come on and train during the late night hours at the radio station. And I think it's a pretty good method myself. But John, thank you so much for calling in. It's great to hear you call in tonight. I've known him for so many years. It goes back to probably 2003, maybe somewhere in there. Wow. Let's go to Dan. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi. I'm glad that took my call. I was just sorry to hear that it was your last night or evening on the radio, and I just thought you had a really good show, and there's nothing really else on that's as good alternative-wise, you know, in the evenings that your show, it's nothing really like your show was or is, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be different because a lot of the late night talk shows, there's very few live hosts at radio stations anymore. Very few and far between. There's a lot of syndicated shows at night, and they don't really do a lot of this, what we're doing right now. It's unique to have that here in the area, but
there's
I'll miss it.
There's no comparison. I know one other show I won't mention, but I'm just saying it's not nearly as good. There's just no comparison between yours and that. I was going to call back before and let you know you had said that my dad had been at the nursing home and he was going to get his second vaccine shot, which he did, and then we were able to visit him there, you know, in the room with him instead of through the window, and now he's come home and he's doing quite well. So
well, that's great news. Excellent.
Yeah, I
news.
Thought you said before I could call back and just mention how that was or update you a little bit, if that's okay.
I'm happy it turned out that way. That's excellent. So how long has he been back home?
About a month.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So it's going very well, and he's doing, you know, some therapy and some exercise and stuff, like getting stronger. So just really pleased. It's nice to have him there today. I got to spend some time with him. We got to listen to the baseball game on KMOX.
Great daytime game and a win.
It was a win. We pulled one off. That was great.
Very good. Well, Ethan, thank you for calling. Or no, excuse me, Dan. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling in. It's so good to hear from you and the update. And I'm sure your dad's happy to be with you during this time, too. It's a great combination to be with family this time of year. Thank you. Let's go to Ethan next on Overnight America. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. How's it going? Or Ryan, sorry. How's it going?
Good.
I want to let you know I'm 18 years old, and I figure I'm one of your youngest listeners.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been listening?
Just a couple years. I actually started listening to your show by accident. You want to know how I found your show?
Oh, boy. It's okay. This is where, as a talk radio show host, we are about to reach the fork in the road. So either it's going to go to a prank call, or it's actually going to be a nice answer. So this is where we're going to find out which way the fork in the road goes. So, yes, Ethan, I would like to find out how you found out about the show.
I fell asleep with the radio on.
Oh, well, that's nice. Okay, I'll take that. Falling asleep with the radio on is something that I would encourage at night. If you have the show and you're listening to it, even if you have the radio on, it's nice to be, you know, to have the company at night. So I'll take that. I really didn't know where that was going. I thought this could be prank call. This could not be prank call. So that worked out okay.
No. I just figured I wanted to call you in while I still could. It's the first time I ever called into a radio show or anything like that. So
wow. Do you listen to talk radio primarily?
I started just a couple years ago. You were one of the first talk shows I started listening to.
Great.
I mean, between Camo X and 97.1, that's about it. But I don't
right.
know. I find it pretty interesting. I figure I'm starting to vote. Might as well start paying attention to what's going on in the world. So.
Well, good for you. You picked the right people to listen to, I guess. Well, Ethan, thank you for that. And yeah, you may be the youngest listener we have. That's very true. You know, I was talking to producer Mike. Should I say this on air? I was talking to producer Mike, and he said, just wait another 16 years from now, and people will call into your show on KMOX here during the day, and they'll say, yeah, my parents said I was conceived with the radio on. And I'll think, what does that mean? And then 16 years down the line, I'll finally think to myself, you got to be kidding me. It's come full circle. 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Doug, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, Ryan. I had to call in one more time.
Oh, yes. We got your theme song there and everything. And you have to, I'm so glad you decided to call in on the last show. This is good news.
Well, you know, I heard you Monday. Called in Monday, but I thought, well, I got to get one more in before he's gone, you know, or gone from this show. You're not gone.
Right.
You're just gone from this show. And yeah. I'm looking forward to the new show. I'm really looking forward to listening to it. I really am. I'm jazzed about it.
Do you do a lot of daytime radio listening?
Well, not normally. If the Cardinals game's on, yeah, I'll have that on and that kind of thing.
Right.
It's a day game like today. But not necessarily. I used to listen to Rush once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And when he passed, it just wasn't the same, you know. And
yeah.
Of course. And I appreciate what they were doing and what they probably are still doing. And in a tribute and everything like that. But I thought, you know, these kind of the guest hosts and everything, it's just not the same as it was for me to listen to it. And I never listened to all 3 hours of Rush. I'll be very honest with you. But I do like I prefer radio over anything personally.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's my vision situation. But I've always been an auditory learner. I mean, I could sit there in class and they'd say, why aren't you taking notes? I am. it's just up in here. It's not on paper. You know? So, but that's my thing.
I'm glad that you're going to be able to give the daytime show a try. And that does mean a lot to me. And I said this before and I'll say it again. Whenever I catch a recognizable voice, someone that we would talk to on a regular basis at night, like yourself, Doug, it's going to bring me mm-hmm. so much joy during the day to hear a regular call in. I can't wait for that moment.
Oh, that's very cool. I mean, I'll be calling. There's no question. There's an opportunity. I'll call in sometime and give a shout out to you guys. I've never worked with Carol Daniel. I met her once at a Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club event that my band played for,
yeah.
a big banquet they had. And, I mean, I've never met Bo Matthews, but like I said to you before, I've listened to him for a long time. So,
right.
I love that.
It'll be fun.
Bo Matthews' voice. He's really got a low one. Boy, I'll tell you.
Yes, he does.
There's a real baritone right there.
You know, I learned about when he was in high school, he was in the choir. So one of these mm-hmm. days we're going to have to get him singing.
Oh yeah. We'll do that.
Well, Doug, good to hear from you. Thanks. I'm glad you made it in last night.
Get him singing, and I'll come down. We'll do a duet.
All right, that sounds like a good plan. All right, we're going to take a look at your weather coming up after the break and some more of your calls. 314-436-7900. On my last show hosting Overnight America on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get ready for the Cards and Pirates tomorrow night. Ammon pregame show 440. First pitch 535. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
See, I'm looking at some of these text messages. I will always think of the show when I play Rebecca Black Friday, and I will always have the fondest spot in my heart for sleeping with radio on. And then the person said, I think I'm a manly man, but I'm worried I'm going to cry at those songs tonight. You'll be the first person in the history of the world to cry at Rebecca Black's Friday. That's not named Rebecca Black. But yeah, it's going to be a weird night. I do have a song picked out at the end of the show tonight, the one that I wanted to close the show on. And for a while, I was debating what that song would be, but I think I found one that fits. And for, the last couple of days, I was throwing the ideas around, and I don't want to say what it is right now. I will tell you the one that I almost decided on was Luciano Pavarotti. And the reason for that is because my grandma had such a fondness for Pavarotti, and there was one song about the night stars, and it was just like a perfect little fit. But I decided against that one. We will play something special, and we're about an hour and a half away from the end of my last night hosting Overnight America. Feels so strange. Let's take some more of your calls, and Arnold is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
You're talking to you again. It's been a little while. I want to tell you something real fast. I want to tell you, I used to be a college professor, and I would evaluate you as a great natural communicator. And if you were in my class, I'd give you A++. Same grade if Bob Costas was in my class. I personally send him in to KMOX for his job. Jack Buck, Jack Carney, and Robert Hyland, I told him what to say to them and send him in to talk to those people. And I said, use my name to get the job, and he did.
How about that? I don't know about that history. I have. That's the first time I've heard that. I've always thought out of college, Bob Costas. I guess I could ask him. I think he's going to be a guest on our first show Monday. I can ask him how he applied for the job. That would be an interesting question to have answered.
I told him what to say. I told him to take a tape and make the best, edit it down, and get the best things from what he did from the Spirits basketball. And I said, did you ever hear of Jack Buck? He says, no, but I don't know. I heard of him, but I don't know him personally. I said, how about Robert Hyland? Do you know him? No, I heard of him. I don't know him. How about Jack Carney? I heard of him, but I don't know him. I said, well, tell him that me, Arnold, send you in to him, and they'll listen to you. And they listened to him, and they got him started on KMLX.
Yeah, this is new. So where were you teaching?
Well, I was teaching at couple of colleges, you know, around, you know.
Okay. So you do the impersonations, lots of impersonations. And I remember one time you called in and did an impersonation of me. And some people thought that was, they didn't hear it.
Anytime. I was on national television, radio, and three movies. So let me do a few now for you.
Okay.
I'll give you Jimmy Stewart first. Jimmy Stewart. I was in the flicks. I'm Jimmy Stewart. All right, now I'm going to give you Mike Tyson. My name's Mike Tyson, world champion, heavyweight fight of all time. Listen, did everything. I got a speech impediment. I don't have it. You got a speech impediment? That's your problem. I don't have a speech impediment. See, I'll knock you on your butt, see? But that's me. I'm Mike Tyson, world champion, heavyweight. Now here's Elton John. My name's Elton John, you know. I'm a singer, a songwriter, a publisher, and a writer, but mostly I'm a Brit. I'm a Brit, that's right. And I know what I'm doing. Well, here's Forrest Gump. My name's Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get in the next box of chocolates.
Well, I'm going to miss this. I'm truthfully, Arnold, I'm going to miss this. I'm so glad you got to... I don't know how long you were listening. I was wondering if you still listened to the show because it's been a long time since you called in, and it's good that you called in tonight to, I know that you're out there, and you know what? It wouldn't be a right ending to Overnight America unless we had a call like Arnold's tonight. That is just too great. Let's go to Eric, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
I'm the real deal. I'm from England.
Oh, how about that? From England. Where are you actually calling in from?
Oh, I'm calling in from St. Charles.
Oh, okay. But you grew up, were you born in England?
I sure was.
Oh, great. What brought you to St. Charles?
I usually say 747.
But you found your way into Missouri. There must be a story there, something that brought you to the States and to this area.
Well, I left England a long time ago and finished up in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wow. It's quite a lot of mileage there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd flown more 747 miles than... I guess most people would ever do.
So what did you do for a career?
Well, I spent some time in the Navy, of course, because that's what we Brits do.
And then after that?
At the tender age of 20, I joined IBM.
Oh, great. What year?
Oh, my Lord above. 20 years old, 67.
Yeah. 67. Okay. There's a name I'm going to give you, and I'm curious if you know this person. Let me look up the name real quick so I don't forget. Does the name Susan Elliott mean anything to you?
I don't believe so, but I can give you a name of my VP when I left IBM, and I joined a company called Amdahl. Not many people know that Gene Amdahl was IBM's head scientist. And he formed a company with Fujitsu.
Huh. What did you do at IBM?
Designed it, fixed it. I did everything with them. If people couldn't fix a computer, they put me on a plane and off I went.
Wow. Did you have a lot of stock in IBM by the time you retired?
I wish. I was in South Africa in diamond mines, gold mines, you name it, I did it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to call in on the last show. Thank you very much, Eric. Nice accent from the last show, too. So we have, I think, five different states that have been represented, and now another country represented. Very nice. Let's go to Chris, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Boy, your radio program is like a box of chocolates, isn't it?
Tonight, yes, it is. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you, me and the family of Muckermans. We just wanted to say congratulations, and we're just glad you're going to be in the St. Louis area for a while longer.
Oh, so it's we're friends of the family, Chris, and it's so good to hear you calling in tonight. I didn't know you'd be listening tonight. It's funny that anyone listening here, our families are friends. Our wives met each other. Was it at a mom's group? I'm guessing it was a mom's group. But yeah. Ever since I moved to St. Louis, they've been so welcoming, and we've had some great fellowship with them. And it's such a cool thing to hear your voice here tonight. Thank you for that.
Oh yeah, nope, man, no problem. I listen off and on here and there, generally after baseball games. I did watch today. I didn't listen to the radio the whole time waiting for your show because it was early.
One of those deals. Yeah, and Chris may have the biggest bobblehead collection I've ever seen. I remember you counted them up. What's it up to now?
Oh man, it's in the 170s or 60s. I pretty much have all of them since they started giving them away in the early 2000s.
Yeah, and, you have a great collection. Cardinals bobbleheads.
Reminds me. You got the Jack Buck one? Did you get that
No, I don't. I that's the one I wanted. The statue that sits outside the stadium, the Jack Buck. Such a cool bobblehead. They didn't give us any bobbleheads. Hey,
next time we get together, man, I got one for you. So.
Ooh, that would be perfect. I got a perfect spot for it too. Well, Chris, thank you for calling in. It's so good to hear you, and send the best to the family for me.
All right, we'll do.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, our friends, we've been family friends here since we moved to St. Louis. And one of the things my wife mentioned was that when she moved here, it was very easy to make friends. It was something that she did a lot faster than when we moved to Indiana, where we were living before we moved here. And she said, wow, people in St. Louis are so friendly. And they were some of our very first friends when we moved here. Very welcoming, and so cool to hear him call in tonight. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. He basically has a bobblehead museum in his basement. It's very impressive. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America with Ryan Recker is sponsored by
Michael's Flooring, the flooring experts. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com.
On the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Wow. All kinds of great messages tonight. It's so nice to see all of them. Some text messages. Listen just about every night during the gig. Chatted a couple of times and messaged a few times too. Other times due to my job. Couldn't say a whole lot and loved listening to the banter and joy of your family. Good luck in the new time slot. Well, thank you for that text message. So cool to see that. One person said, I think you should take a poll regarding whether you stay the entire show tonight, as in up until 2 a.m. No, the show will end tonight, at least the live portion of it at midnight. So if you want to call in on my last night hosting Overnight America, I'd love you at 314-436-7900. And Jim, welcome to Overnight America.
Ryan, hey. You had a good run on the night. Now they're moving to the day, so congratulations.
Yeah, it was a good run. This last 4 years, it went by quick. It doesn't feel like 4 years, honestly.
It doesn't seem like. So, like at midnight, then, are you going to replay the first hour?
Yes, tonight, midnight till 2 a.m. will be a replay. I'm not exactly sure the times that the new host will be on, if it's going to be from, you know, 8 till midnight, 8 till 11, or how they're going to replay it afterwards. But considering that during Cardinals baseball, it's only going to be a few times a week that there'll be a live host in at night, I just don't know. I know that the next one will be a week from today with Brad Young, so it's going to be weird. It honestly, it's going to be weird in so many different ways for me, just changing my schedule. That by itself. And I know it'll probably be weird for a lot of listeners too, who are used to listening to the live talk at night. So,
sorry, hello.
Yeah.
So, hey, every day I want to call into your show to talk about this. I don't know if you ever talk, but I just want to beg people to stay off of their cell phones when they're driving. They have no idea what they're doing in there. I mean, these trucks will bust open your car like a peanut. You gotta stay out from in front of these big trucks. That one moment that it's going to take for you to figure out what's going on when you're looking at your cell phone is a moment you need to save yourself. These big trucks will bust open your car like a peanut shell. So stay off the phone and pay attention and stay out from in front of these big trucks.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, good advice. Stay off the phone. There's so much distracted driving. I can't imagine driving on any highway in St. Louis or freeway or whatever, distracted. You know how crazy people are going 100 on 64 or 70 or whatever, and that's not even, you know, blinking an eye at going 100, just swerving, going in and out. Oh, it's so dangerous. You have to pay attention to every second when you're on the roads in St. Louis. I saw one of these surveys that came through my email. It's one of those things where they say, oh, do you want to talk to someone about this? They said Missouri had the 16th worst, most dangerous drivers in the country. I said, 16th? This is the craziest anywhere I've ever lived. There's no place I've lived where it's any crazier than St. Louis on the roads. Not even close, not even a number two's close. It's a distant number two. So that surprised me. One of the things that it's going to be really strange to me to have every night off. It's going to be strange driving back into the radio station. And starting on Monday, I'll be hosting St. Louis Talks. And it's strange to think that working for the past year in my basement, when I'm done with the show, I get to go upstairs and go to bed. The family's already sleeping. Kids are long in bed, wife's sleeping in bed, already let the dog out, did all this stuff. This is going to feel like every single night is going to feel like a weekend night. It's going to feel like I'm missing something. I'll be sitting up on the couch, or I'll be talking to my wife, and I'll say, I'll check the clock and I'll say, I better get downstairs. The break's almost over. And then I'll realize, well, no, I got nothing else to do. I'll be going to bed with my wife at the same time every night. I don't have to wait until midnight or 2 a.m. or whatever it is. It's a strange feeling. That by itself is going to feel odd and off. It's going to be weird not hearing your guys' voices anymore. There's so many people that I just became accustomed to hearing every day or week, whatever it may be. I'm going to miss that. There's a couple of voices that I was really hoping would call in tonight, and we only have one more hour left. I wanted to hear from our friends in Texas between Bree and Beth. I haven't heard from them in a long time. I think Bree might have checked in at the end of last year, and she says she listens. So, Bree, if you're listening tonight, I'd love to hear from you. Beth, I haven't heard from in a long time, and I hope she's doing okay. Because I remember she had some health issues in getting around her house, and she was a school teacher, so a lot of her old students, as they said, would come and help with some things there, and getting around or getting by a radio was a little bit more difficult. I hope she's listening tonight. I would love to hear from her. And the other one is Bobo Mike. We haven't heard from in months. I hope he's doing okay too. These things, it's so difficult because you're just not used to going long stretches of time without hearing some of the regulars call in. So to me, I thought, please let them call in on the last show. I hope they're doing okay. Maybe this call out or the shout out will be enough to get one of them to call in would be nice. We have one last hour of Overnight America. And then after that, I hand over the keys and it's somebody else's show. I look forward to sending it off with you next hour on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.